Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Today is day 14 of Embodied Surrender. Let's start off by co-regulating and taking three deep breaths together. The breaths are going to be in through the nose and out through the mouth. And when you breathe out through the mouth, I want you to make a sound with it. So a or a whoosh, or a whatever comes out for you. I find that this time of year can get stressful, can have a lot of things going on, and I know that if I need to take some breaths, someone else out there also needs to take a breath. So, let's take some breaths together. Breathing in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And in through the nose. And again in. And all the way out. There you go. Today, I'm going to talk about... Pause. I had it in my head. There was a train that was a train of thought, and it kind of left the station. Okay, I got it back. Letting go of competition. We live in a world where we are told that you're competing with somebody else for a job. You're competing with other people for, relationships. You're competing for money. You're competing for resources. Everything can seem like a competition. And when we're competing, it's like we're separate and not a part of the whole. Competition can, there's a flip side to everything, right? There's the duality. So competition can bring about positive traits and skills as well. However, it does separate. And so what we want is to let go of the attachment to the competition. So how do we do that? In competition, we think that one person in that moment in time or whatever it is better than the other. And that's why you don't want to lose a competition, because that would make you, it seem like you're not enough, you're not good enough, you are not as good as great as the other person in a certain skill. And yet, in every single match, if there's, let's say, two teams, if we're talking sports, one is going to win and one is going to lose. So half the time, you have the possibility of losing. Now, obviously, you can increase your odds based on who's on your team, all the different things. And yet, each person, although an individual, is part of the same team. So let's say I have two children. And this is the best example of how I can see this. Let's say my older one is more responsible and my younger one is more feisty. They have different traits about them, but it doesn't make them me love either of them any more or less. So they're gifted, let's say, in their my oldest in responsibility, and the youngest is gifted in her feistiness. It doesn't mean that the younger one doesn't also have a sense of responsibility or that the older one can't get feisty. It's just simply one brings out more of the other. Meaning one, you have different degrees. One can be you can be creative and someone else can also be creative, and both are needed. right? The sunflower is a flower. The rose is a flower. Not one is more beautiful than the other. They both have beauty in them. And they're both flowers. And in competition, we don't necessarily bring out that. We say, oh, I'm better than this. I'm not. The two teams in the Super Bowl, if you watch football, they're both amazing football teams. And on one day, in one moment in time, one will move a ball more times over a line or through kick them through the post more than another. So in competition, we see better than versus what does that person bring out in me? How can they help me be a catalyst for making me better in some way? And so in our family, if the older one is more responsible, then they help bring more, activate responsibility in other members of the family. And by hanging out with that kid, we become more responsible. Or let's say somebody is funny and they bring humor. It doesn't mean you don't have humor because you're going to probably laugh at their jokes, right? You think they're funny. So that means you must have humor within you. But it brings out more laughter and it brings out more of you, or it could make you even more funny by hanging out with that person. And so there isn't a competition with people that you meet. They're activations. They have the ability to bring out more of that in you. And so when we look at, you know, the family unit, if one person is more responsible, one person is the funny one, one person is the compassionate one, one person is the creative one, then it brings out more of the family, more of it. And the thing is, when we look on the internet and we look at social media, a lot of kids and adults are comparing themselves to what other people have, and jealousy comes up. We're like, oh, well, this person has that, and that person has that, and this person spends their money on that, and instead of saying, oh, this person, I desire that. So they must have a code. They must have an activation for that, that I can learn through them, through watching them, through, you know, learning their story, seeing how they got to where they are. And so the people that come into your life, if you can see them as activators, what can they activate in me? And together, we can do bigger things. The leader of the group will bring out leadership qualities in the group, and then people will step up. We always see this in, you know, someone gives an inspiring speech or, you know, let's say you listen to somebody and they activate something in you, and you're like, ah, I have that within me too, and I've become a better person because of it. And so instead of seeing competitors and everyone you need to compete against, you say, oh, these are activators. They're going to help me. A lot of you know that I do jiu-jitsu, and there are, you know, you, if you like, you can enter competitions, but essentially you're fighting and rolling against other people. And it can be really easy to say, oh, they're better. Well, they're better than me, or, you know, I got beat, or like make it a competition. Or, and then you probably wouldn't last very long. You say, this person teaches me this. That person taught me this. This is experience is how I learn, because the only way to get better is to learn. And of course, my black belt instructor is going to beat me every single time and squash me all day long and all the things. And that's how I learn. And he's also a representation, or she, a representation of dedication. Oh, if I dedicate to learning the time, to learning these skills like this person has, they will activate, I will be on the same track to, let's say, get my next belt or to get the next whatever it is that I'm aiming for. There's no competition. it is activations. And it is possibility and learning for you. I always learn more when I lose, especially in competitions. And if I don't, so here's the thing. If I win, I'm happy I won. Great. Wonderful. I celebrate and I'm like, yes, I won a match, let's say, or I was did a submission that I really enjoyed. Okay. It doesn't, I stop at that and I say, okay, great. What's next? When's the next role? When's the next competition? However, if I don't win, if I lose, then I go back and go, okay, where can I do better next time? How did, you know, they squash me? How did they submit me? How did they, whatever came up from it? Because, and I become better for it. Do people enjoy losing? No, not necessarily. Do they enjoy learning? Yes. Do you know that when you're learning, you fall? Yes. So if you can see it as the learning, it's all part of the process. We talked about learning to walk. We fall a million times. If we accept you want to go into the relationship, you want to have the business of your dreams, you want to have all these things, and the first time nobody comes to your workshop, you say, okay, not doing it. Or you say, well, that person did it faster, or that person was able to build a business on their first try, or that person found the love of their life. Well, I should be able to do that too. And if I'm not doing it, then I don't like them and I don't like me and all the things. No, that person did it and they have a code for it and they activate something in me and they help me. And together we are stronger. Together we walk side by side. Who's going to get further? The team or traveling alone? And again, we live in a world of duality, so there will be times when you're alone, and there will be times when you're within a team. But if you can see everybody on the same team, that's one of the things we stress to our children when they are fighting or trying to compete. We always say, you're on the same team. You guys are on the same team. We say that every single day, whenever they're fighting. Well, my pitcher is better than his pitcher, and, you know, all the things. There are gifts in both pictures. My kids are both artists. One draws dragons. The other one draws unicorns. They don't have the same drawings. Their styles are completely different. And yet they're both artists. And together, when they both draw, they are more creative. Because one has all the markers and crayons and everything out, and then the other one's like, oh, I want to draw too. So work together. Don't compete. Well, compete to learn. We're all on the same team. We're all on the planet at the same time. We all have codes. We all have activations. What are you naturally great at activating? What has someone told you since you were young? You are good. You are a great leader. You're great at responsibility. You're wonderful at compassion. You are, you know, start to make a list of the things that people have told you that you're great with. Those are your natural gifts and activations. And when you walk in a room or you walk in a group, you bring that to the room. Have a great day. Breathe.